T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
In the beginning, I believed every word that you said. Now that you're gone, my world is in shreds. Oh, you left me and left me. You took all the things that I so
bad. Oh, we're going classic rock today.
I'm standing here wondering where
Sam's idea. Oh, wait, pot it down.
Oh, yeah, this is good.
And then pot it right back up, because this is Bad Company. This is my favorite song.
Give me silver, blue, and gold. The color of the sky I'm told.
Yeah. I'm not trying to make you mad, Dana, because I know you, this is your day of wit's end.
It's okay.
But after today, you get 67 hours without us. Bad Company is your Bad Company is your arse of the day in honor of Brian Howe, who died yesterday. And no, he's not singing on this song, but we will play some Brian Howe Bad Company later on this afternoon. Hello and good afternoon. Everybody looks sparkling today. Yes.
Well, I shower. Happy Friday.
When was the last time you showered, Dana Wright?
Well, just today. I was good.
Prior to today.
Slay this day and hopped on in.
When was the last time you showered prior to today?
It might have been a day or two.
Dana?
In a couple of weeks.
No, it was at least like, it was at least one day.
Dana?
I'm just telling you the truth. It was at least one day.
Was it Tuesday?
I haven't been able to get outside the last couple days, and because of that, there's no room in my life for a shower. Sorry.
I shower 3 times a day.
Yeah, and I balance out your water waste, so you're welcome.
It's not wasted. It goes back down the tube and works its way through the wastewater system and comes right back.
I feel like it's sort of wasting it.
How is it wasting water?
We've been through this before, because then it goes down the pipes and then it's got to be treated and it's recycled and, you know,
it's not wasted. I mean, and then it goes back out.
It takes energy to retool whatever the heck it is you got going down your pipes 100 times a day because you're a germaphobe.
I'm not a germaphobe.
It's not wasting water. It's just killing the environment, Parks.
There you go. There you go.
It's not killing the environment. And I'm not a germaphobe. Well, I am a germaphobe now, but I wasn't a germaphobe before. Remember, I was the one who always got criticized because I used to not wash my hands after I went to the bathroom. Now I wash my hands even during the show in a commercial break.
Okay.
Just in case the COVID snuck in underneath the door.
It's very sneaky. It's like the stealth bomber. You don't see it coming.
And then, boom, you're dead.
I feel like that's not how it works, but okay.
So, anyway, we got a weekend coming up. It's Mother's Day weekend. Dana, let me be the very first to wish you a very happy Mother's Day.
Thank you. I'm so excited for my weekend.
What do you got planned for Mother's Day?
I believe we are working out as we speak some reunion with my mother and father, who we have not seen in a long time. And the kids are so excited about that.
Ooh, let's get Big Juicy on. Let's do it.
We should. Okay.
Send Sam her digits, and then I can't believe I just said digits. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you did.
Send Sam her phone number. I would love to get Big Juicy on the phone. Maybe we'll do a little COVID conversation with Big Juicy.
Little quarantine conversation.
Little quarantine conversation.
I didn't tell you this. A listener sent me a photo yesterday, DM'd me, I think, on Twitter. There is someone in Kansas riding around in like a mini SUV with the license plate Big Juicy. And they wrote and said, "Is this your mother?" And I go, "Oh my God, no, but who is that? And where
That's
were
awesome.
You?
That's awesome.
Someone stole her license plate."
All right, we'll send her number to Sam, and we'll see if we can't get her on right after 2:15. I would love to talk to your mom. It's gotten so bad in regards to sports. I am currently watching a South Korean baseball game right
How's
now.
It going?
Well, let's see here. Hang on, they just went to the stats.
Who's calling the game? I mean, is it?
I don't know. But they just put up the upcoming KBO, I believe that's Korean Baseball Organization schedule.
Is there someone like a Joe Buck calling it, or is it in South Korean or Korean? Sorry, I guess it's all Korean. I don't speak the South Korean. I speak the North Korean.
I don't understand that dialect. That's a different dialect.
You know what I mean. Is it in English?
I don't know. I'm not listening to it. I'm just watching it.
Well, turn it up. I'm curious.
There are 21 American players in the league.
Okay.
That just came across. I don't know. You want me to turn it up? No.
Well, I'm curious if they're broadcasting it in English.
Well,
that's
of course
all
they're going to broadcast it in English. What language do you think they're going to broadcast it in?
Korean.
Specifically,
it's the Korean Baseball League.
What, the South Korean dialect or the North
yes,
Korean dialect?
The South one.
And why is everybody on the team named Kim or Lee?
Because that's like Smith and Johnson here in the United States.
There are three Lees on the team and four Kims and a Park and a Chow.
Okay. You got the trading cards too? You're into this.
They're signed already.
Hang on.
I draw the line when the Amazon bobbleheads show up at your house.
It's kind of like a
Oh, that sounds like the whitest guy I've ever heard
yeah,
in my life.
Oh, it's totally in English. Yeah, he's white.
Okay.
Anyway, so that's what I'm doing this afternoon.
My favorite story of the day, and this is not political, and it's sort of about motherhood, but not necessarily in the happy way.
And I think you and I, by the way, I read that story and I know what you're about to talk about.
Yep.
You and I are going to disagree on this one.
Okay. This is not political. So help me. You are not calling in and talking about policy or politics. This is about motherhood. And I'm just going to read the first part of this and then we'll take calls. Michelle Obama, in an upcoming documentary, says having children was a concession that cost her aspirations and dreams. And I asked Scott last night, you got to remember, she's like a Yale-trained super attorney. In her own right, was a complete badass, and then married Barack, who went on to become a senator, and then they had children, and you cannot have it all. I'm sorry, you can't have a senator husband and the career and the two babies that you just squeezed out at home. It doesn't work. And she says that was a concession that cost her aspirations and dreams. And I asked Scott in an email last night, can that not be both true and okay to say?
Mm-hmm. Before we go to break, I will simply say shame on her.
No, yep. I think it's okay. Scott, if you have 10 children, okay, that is a concession that likely costs you a lake house and a boat and an early retirement. You know, children come with joy, and they also come with cost. And what is wrong with just saying this was one of the costs? She didn't say she was upset about the cost. She just said it was one cost. Cost for her was her professional career.
No, she said it cost her aspirations and her dreams.
because she had two children and a quickly rising political senator husband.
Right. The children didn't cost her her aspirations and dreams. And I'll address that in a minute. What cost her her aspirations and her dreams was her own husband's aspirations of becoming president of the United States.
They could not both be superstars.
Right. She could not continue being a lawyer, presumably, while her husband was actively trying to become the president of the United States. You have to remember that when she became the first lady, those children were relatively young. I believe they were in middle school, if I'm not mistaken.
Mm-hmm.
So it wasn't the children that cost her her aspirations and dreams. It was her husband's aspirations of becoming president of the United States. That's not a dig on him, nor a dig on her. He has every right to want to become president of the United States. But and I know you want to get back to the motherhood aspect of this and make this a little bit more less presidential, if you will, less political. But I hate the idea that a woman says having children cost me my aspirations and my dreams. That would be akin to me saying that having children cost me my aspirations and dreams. My aspiration, my dream was to become a father.
Correct.
Not to become a radio talk show host.
And I'm not going to say something incredibly sexist here that I could.
Go ahead, say it.
But I think what she is trying to say is that when the children came, the man in that partnership went on his way and down his aspirations and dream road. And I'm quoting here from her, something had to give. And it wasn't going to be his dreams and aspirations. Once you have children, it was hers.
Okay. Telephone number here is 576-7798, 576-7798. Dana Wright, Sam Stevie III. I am Scott Parks on KMBZ. I'm just a girl, a little lonely. Great point from the text line. To Michelle Obama, some things are better left unsaid. Let me read the opening line.
This is from her autobiography, Scott.
I understand. Former First Lady Michelle Obama described having her two children as a concession that cost her aspirations and dreams in a new Netflix documentary entitled Becoming, which is also the name of her book, which I believe she was paid $40 million for, that notwithstanding. A lot of people are pointing out on the text line, and Dana, I echo this sentiment. Can you imagine being her children and hearing this?
I think she is an amazing mother, and I think she has raised them to understand that women are expected, going to use that word, when a couple has children. Women, more often than not, are the ones expected to put their career on hold and raise the kids. I'm not saying that's good or bad or otherwise. I'm saying that is the way of the world. And I am sure those two girls have been raised to understand that as well.
Okay. But can you imagine if my mother said to me, or your mother said to you, having you cost me my aspirations and cost me my dream? Wouldn't that be a punch in the gut? If my mom came to me and said, Scott, you know I love you. You know I love you. But you cost me my aspirations and my dreams. That would crush me to my core.
Don't most of us understand that our moms made sacrifices when they became mothers? And I'm the first one to point out that my mother did. They became pregnant with me at a young age, and she dropped out of college because of it. And so if she said to me, well, you know, I kind of went down a different path after the pregnancy. I was, you know, she was going to be an educator. She was in the teacher school in Emporia. She's never expressed regret that she had me or Austin or dropped out of school. But I am inherently aware as a woman that she dropped out of college to start a family. And so, yeah, that cost her her aspirations. Her aspirations were to be a teacher. She didn't become a teacher.
But having four children, Dana, didn't cost you your aspirations or dreams. You continued to work.
I did.
You went on to become a very successful broadcaster.
I was, but I think Michelle Obama's aspirations were more like, I'm going to become the first president of the United States. They couldn't both do it.
Well, it's too bad. Your husband beat you to it. And by the way, I take incredible exception to this argument that the children were the reason that she was not able to realize her aspirations and dreams. It was her husband's ambition that cost her her dreams. Because you cannot be a big-time lawyer when your husband is a U.S. senator who is clearly interested in becoming president of the United States. So I'm throwing complete BS on everything that Michelle Obama said. It was not her children. It was her husband that cost her aspirations and dreams.
If you are a married couple and it's just, let's say it was just me and Chris.
Okay.
We'll make it about us.
Okay.
It was just me and Chris. We had no children. I could absolutely go on and do whatever in the world I wanted to do despite what my husband did. Look at Hillary Clinton had just Chelsea and was able to go on and do amazing things in her own right.
Mm-hmm.
I do think it makes it harder when children enter the picture because... again, without going down the gender roles road, more often than not, it is the mother that puts her career on hold. Yes, okay. Sam.
Did Michelle Obama not do amazing things?
She did.
I feel like she did. I don't know. I mean, I get that she's not the big high-profile lawyer that she wanted to be, but she could also get back into law.
And she went on to become a very respectable high-profile first lady of the United States. I honest to God, when I read this story...
Was home, Scott, who do you think was home with the children when he was traveling and fundraising and doing all of those things? She was home with the kids.
Or the daycare provider that they probably hired. I think she's full of crap. The more I read this story, the more I think, you're full of crap.
Oh, I disagree.
You had everyone... literally at hand and foot, taking care of your every need. You never cooked a meal.
Oh, I disagree in those early days. Are you kidding me? When he was a community organizer, she was cooking.
In the early days, but what was that? When how old were they when he was elected president? They were in middle school.
Scott, I have heard interviews with her about that very rocky time where he was gone. She had this amazing career that she now has put on hold, and she is stuck home by herself with those two babies. And I'm not saying that that was not a beautiful, wonderful experience. It was. It was just a different experience than she set out to have. And why is it wrong to say that?
Because the children are going to read it. Can you imagine telling your children, you're the reason I was not able to hit my aspiration or to hit my dream? What a horrible thing to say.
What would you have done in a different life, Scott, had you chosen not to have kids?
I don't know, Dana, but my aspiration was to have children. And so I probably would do the same thing I'm doing right now. I'd be a talk show host or a news director or a journalist or whatever. But I aspired to be a father. That's what I wanted to do. And she's acting as if being a... we're late for the news, so I'll get to that in just a second.
You're all riled up. You need to take it.
This story pisses me off.
It shouldn't, because a man would be allowed to say it, and we wouldn't even be talking about
garbage.
It.
It's garbage.
But if a woman says it, oh my God, what a terrible thing. Those kids are going to be in therapy.
Can we get a news 3 minutes ago?
Yes,
yeah, we can go to the news.
There must be some misunderstanding. There must be some kind of mistake.
Welcome back. And good Friday afternoon. It's a pleasure to be with you guys this afternoon. Sam, to the phones, if we can, please, sir.
Amy in St. Joe.
Amy, good afternoon. Welcome.
Hello. Thank you guys for being on the air this afternoon.
It's our pleasure. Thank you.
Okay. First of all, I think you're right in the way of, you know, Barack wanted to become president, so Michelle got put on the back burner. But I wasn't going to say this, but I think, because Scott, you brought this up about how the parent, the kids would feel hearing something like this, reading it. From personal experience, and my father's passed on, so I can say this without him knowing this. In my early days, I got in a little bit of trouble and had some therapy done. And one of the therapy sessions that the parents had to go to, my dad looked at me and to my eyes told me that my mom should have done what he had told her to do.
Oh, boy.
And I was like, I kind of had an idea, but I was like, and what was that? And he said, had an abortion. So let me tell you, words hurt. Even 30 years later, words hurt. So, you know, I hope that this doesn't come back and, you know, because damage that should never be erased.
Well,
thank you, guys.
All right. Well, we appreciate the call. I'm sorry your dad would say something so hurtful.
Terrible.
That's a horrible thing to say.
You know what just occurred to me, Scott? I never asked my mother. I knew she was in school in Emporia and wanted to be a teacher. Mm-hmm. I've never even asked her, you know, what was that like having to walk away from your college education and raise a family at a young age? Never even occurred to me to ask her that. And that's on me.
Well, but I think it says something about your mother that she never told you.
Well, we just always knew that.
Well, my mother was a nurse, you learned the other day.
Yeah, that you failed to mention for 8 years, and you're trying to tell me a woman's career matters in this world.
No, I'm certainly saying that a woman's career matters, but my mother made a choice. And I think most women and some men make a choice. I want to start a family. I was not an accident. My parents planned my birth, okay? But my mother, prior to me being born, was a nurse. My father obviously was in the military. I don't need to tell you that. You guys already all know that. And they decided it's time to start a family. My mother gave up her aspirations and her dreams because her real aspiration was to be a mother. And she willingly gave up her job as a nurse to raise my brother and me.
And the standard in this world is that the woman is just expected to be the one to do that, Scott. 99.9 times out of 100. Certainly in your mom's era, there wasn't no stay-at-home dad in your mom's era.
Well, not when your husband's a military officer and you're moving every 3 years, no.
And I think, you know, your mom probably knew that is no my career, his career, two kids. I'm not going to do that.
Right.
And what is wrong with Michelle Obama saying it was just expected that I would be the one to table my career?
There's nothing wrong, Dana. And if your argument is that even today in 2020, the woman is, I hate to use the word expected, but it is anticipated that if someone is going to stay at home, it's going to be the woman. You'll get no argument out of me. If the argument is that we need to appreciate mothers better, you will get no argument out of me. If the argument is that women have to give up their careers sometimes when it comes time to raise a family, again, Dana, you will get no argument out of me. But what I am saying, and to the point from the text line, is some things are better left unsaid. Don't say that because you had children, you had to give up your dream. Well, or your aspirations. Well, your aspiration should have been, if you had decided willingly to start a family, to become a mother.
No, what she is saying is men can have both, and women are expected to table what it is that they want to do with their lives. And that is how it played out in her family, and that's how it plays out in millions of families.
Agreed. But her aspiration, clearly, assuming that Malia and Sasha were planned, and I think they were, clearly her aspiration was to become a mother.
And his to become a father.
And his to become president. And she
and
knew
he
that.
Got, he got to do all of those things, and she's just pointing out that she didn't.
I just think it's an incredibly heartless thing to say.
No one would be questioning it if a man said it. You know, we had kids and I just wasn't able to do the things in life that I wanted to do. We wouldn't even be talking about this if this was a man who said it. And you know why? Because the men still go to work.
That's what we do, Dana. We go to work.
That's what you do.
What about Mike Wickett?
Dana, you want to tackle that one? Because Mike Wickett is not living out his aspirations and dreams. He's staying home with three children. That's a great point, Sam. Thank you.
It is a great point. It is a bit of a unique situation because they had happy surprise twins while they had a, I believe, six-month-old baby. So then it becomes, and this is how I would tackle that if this was me, there is financially no way two of you can go to work and pay more than your mortgage for someone to watch those kids while you're both working in radio. It makes no sense whatsoever.
So is Mike Wickett giving up his aspirations and his dreams? Or maybe his aspiration and dream was to become a father, a good father.
I don't know. You would have to ask him, Scott.
Don't get mad at me.
No, that I'm not mad. That is a rare exception with a whole lot of kids in a very short amount of time.
And apparently a lot of sex.
Or one really astronomically lucky night. I mean, they hit that one out of the park and out of the parking lot.
That was a hole in one.
Right off the tee.
What are the odds?
Right off the tee.
I still remember the day he said it. And I go, "What?" I about wrecked my car when he said she was pregnant. Which way? I about wrecked my car. I thought, oh, dear God.
I don't know if that's lucky or unlucky.
I've always said if you're going to have twins, have them first because you have no idea what's about to hit you. Mm-hmm. You don't know. You don't know what it's like being a parent. You don't
nope.
know.
Nope.
But they had the twins after they had a baby at home. They knew what was coming.
I mean, that thing was still pooping in diapers.
I don't think she was even crawling, Scott.
Sucks to be you. Telephone number here is 576-7798. I know we got a full board. We'll get to everybody in just a moment here on Dana and Parks. From the text line, Scott reminds me of Hank Hill. Sam, let's go to the phones if we could, please. Don't forget, Festivus Friday is coming your way right after the 5 o'clock news. It is brought to you by Michelob Ultra. Please drink responsibly.
Renee in Topeka.
Hi, Renee.
Hi.
Hi.
So let me just tell you, first of all, I love, love, love you guys. You always manage to crack me up and put a little pick me up in my day. So thank you for that.
Thank you.
Your little witty remarks and everything just make me smile. So thank you. And of course, Dana, being a fellow Topeka girl, although I do live in Overland Park, I go back and forth. But and I think I might have grown up rather close to you, at least. Did you say you went to Logan? middle school, just FYI. I mean,
I did. That's awesome.
I went to Northern Hills. So, yeah, there you go.
That's awesome.
Nothing in common. But anywho, so I wanted to say that I get your point, Dana. I totally do. But certain things, when they're said, can never be taken back or forgotten. And my mom, I love my mother to death. She's been the most awesome mom. She's my best friend. She's wonderful. She's been a great mother. However, when I was in college, I found one of her journals that it's almost like she kind of left open on purpose. And she said almost the exact same thing, that she had to forego her dreams and her aspirations because of me. And I was planned. And she had me very late in life because she got married very late in life. And I was even planned. But, you know, even though I love her to pieces, you just can't ever forget that. Mm. That just, you know, that it just seems so badly. And she went on. She went to college, and she was a professional in the medical field. And, you know, so she even had, you know, she got to experience it for a while. But, boy, I tell you, once those words are out, no matter, even if you said you're sorry, once you hear them or see them, you just can't ever forget it.
And wait, you found it in her journal?
Mm-hmm. Well, she kind of left it open.
Oh, so she was living. This wasn't like you were clearing out the attic and found it.
No, she's still living.
Okay.
Yeah.
Have you asked her about it?
You know, I have tried a couple times back in the day, closer to when it happened, and she won't talk about it. You know, and plus she comes from that era, that generation where they don't really talk about things. They're not really open, like certain things. You know, she just, they don't discuss. Yeah, I've tried, and she shut down. But she's been a fantastic mother. But, you know, like I said, once you've seen it, you just can't ever forget it and say, gosh, you know, even though I was planned, did you not really want me?
And tell me again, how old were you when you found the journal?
Oh, gosh. I'm one of those that went to school forever and got several degrees. But so I was still in college, but I think I was about 26. Yeah.
Man, that's a whopper. Because you would want to ask her, but then you're not supposed to see the journal, but you saw the journal, so I get it.
Well, she wanted me to see the journal.
You think so?
She said twice that Mom left it out on purpose.
So here's how you do this. You leave out for her the Michelle Obama article. And then you go, hey, remember that time you gave up your hopes and dreams to have me? What was that about?
Did it hurt?
You're not alone. Look.
Caller, did it?
I cried.
Yeah.
Yeah, oh. I cried and cried. And, you know, it's still, when she doesn't mean to now that she's quite a bit older, because like I said, she had me really late in life, and she's in her upper 80s now. But, you know, so sometimes the filter has kind of lessened, and she'll say kind of hurtful things now. And every time anything is a little hurtful, I always go back to that. I get a flash of looking at what she wrote.
Yeah.
Hmm.
So, yeah. So it is something you just, I mean, I get it. And Dana, all you were saying is so, you know, correct that, and, you know, the woman is kind of expected to do that, and I understand that, but when you're the child, I don't care in what context it's said. If those words are mentioned like that, you can't take it any other way. You know, even as an adult seeing it, you can't take it any other way.
Yep.
Well, I'm sorry that you saw it, but you sound like a strong and amazing woman, and I wish you the best, and I wish you a happy Mother's Day, and your mom a happy Mother's Day, even though you stole her hopes and dreams.
Thank you. Well, and she's a beautiful, wonderful lady. It's just, you know, I don't know. I guess that was something she had to get off her chest. I don't know. She has been a wonderful mother, you know.
Yeah, I was going to say, tell her that's what a therapist is for. My God.
Right?
Yeah, you dump that stuff out in a closed room to a stranger.
Right? Because the generation, she would never see it there.
Right.
Yeah, because to see a therapist was meant that you were weak.
Right, and crazy.
Yeah.
Right, which you're neither. But, okay. Hey, Renee, you have a great weekend. Happy Mother's Day, and you take care of yourself, okay? All right, be well. The news is next. When we get back, can we get your mom on the phone?
I am emailing with her right now, and I'm going to see if she can join us.
Okay, is she at the bar?
No, I don't think so.
I mean, come on, lady. Let's see if we can get Big Juicy coming up here in just a moment. Maybe she'll be our quarantine conversation this afternoon. We're trying to get the mayor on again. He may join us before 4 o'clock. And then, of course, we have Festivus Friday at 5 o'clock. That is brought to you by Michelob Ultra here on Dana and Parks. The news is next.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.